You are Locked On Orioles, your daily Baltimore Orioles podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Locked On Orioles, your podcast for Orioles news and analysis from the clubhouse to the warehouse and beyond. As always, I'm your host, Justin McGuire. If you're new to the podcast, let me just tell you a little something about myself. I'm the former Major League Baseball editor for Sporting News. I'm a former Cy Young and Rookie of the Year voter. I have another podcast. It's called Baseball by the Book. I interview authors of baseball books past and present. And most importantly, for our purposes, I am a lifelong Orioles fan. Later on in this episode, we're going to be joined by Matt Kremnitzer of PressBox Online for the second part of an interview I conducted with Matt last week. Today, we're going to be talking about Dylan Bundy and all his struggles so far this year. Bundy, as you probably know, takes the hill tonight against the first-place Tampa Bay Rays in Florida. We'll get to that interview later in the show. I want to remind you that you can get Locked On Orioles on the brand-new podcasting app Himalaya, as well as on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other places. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play Podcast Locked On Orioles. Well, guys, we are coming off a four-game series against the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park, in which the Orioles actually split with the defending World Series champions. The big news, of course, was that Chris Davis finally broke out of his ofer. He had three hits on Saturday, helping the Orioles win, and he had a home run in Monday's matchup, again helping the Orioles win. The Orioles are now 7-10 and in second place in the American League East, and the fact that 7-10 is good for second in place, I think, is indicative of the fact that the Yankees, Red Sox, and Blue Jays have all struggled a lot this year. The Rays, meanwhile, are playing some very good baseball and look like the class of the division so far. The Orioles have actually been pretty good on the road this year, and it will be interesting to see what they can do in Tampa Bay against a team that's playing really well. As I said, Dylan Bundy takes the hill, and that's something that I think we should all be very concerned about because he has not pitched well this year, or last for that matter, giving up way too many homers. Bundy takes on Tyler Glasnow, who is 3-0 with an 0.53 ERA on the season. So needless to say, that's going to be a challenging game. David Hess and Andrew Kashner are the other two Orioles pitchers in the series, and the Rays have not announced their starters for Wednesday's or Thursday's games yet. All right, well, as I said, we are going to be joined shortly by Matt Kremnitzer of PressBox Online. I'd like to remind everybody that if you're a baseball fan, you should be listening to Locked On MLB. It's a great way to get an entire overview of MLB in 15 minutes or less daily. Also, make sure you're following at Locked On MLB and at Locked On Orioles on Twitter. Okay, let's get on with the Matt Kremnitzer interview, in which we talked about Dylan Bundy and the Orioles' pitching woes in general. In last episode, we talked about Trey Mancini, who is one of the few bright spots on the Orioles this year. And Matt, today I wanted to talk about somebody who's not such a bright spot, and that is Dylan Bundy. In Dylan Bundy's latest effort against the Athletics, he looked very good for a few innings, three innings, I think, or so, and then he started allowing homers, which has really been his problem all along. He allowed four homers in total in that game, and that's been an issue for the Orioles in general. They're allowing an alarming number of home runs this year. But Bundy, I think we had some conversations this time last year about Bundy, about whether he was a true ace, whether he had finally turned the corner, because he looked pretty decent early on. What is going on with this guy? Are you surprised that he has been this ineffective?
Yeah, I mean, it's only been a few starts, but it's hard not to be alarmed. I mean, he's only lasting three or four innings each start. He's kind of falling apart quickly. He's throwing a lot of pitches. He's getting a lot of strikeouts, which is good, but, you know, he's also walking a lot of guys. And when he throws the ball in the strike zone, especially with his fastball, which he's had trouble locating, it's been hammered. I mean, I guess he gave up four or five home runs against in his start against the A's, and it's weird to see him only last three innings like this. I don't know if he's getting tired. I don't know if it's an injury thing, just an early season thing. But I mean, he gave up a ton of homers last year, but he wasn't going three innings per start. I mean, this is just ridiculous so far.
And of course, this is just it's a bigger issue for the Orioles because they don't even have much in the way of starting pitching to begin with. They have less than they did last year at this time because Kevin Gausman is gone, etc. And Alex Cobb, who, you know, looked decent in his one outing this year, has been on the injured list twice already in 2019. And he's a guy who has some history with injuries and, of course, struggled a lot early last year before finally looking, you know, fairly effective in the second half. He is by far their most reliable starter, at least on paper. We don't know how much he's going to be available due to these injuries. Bundy has been bad. The starting pitching in general is just, and the bullpen even worse. I mean, so the pitching is a real issue with this team. It has been for a long time, but man, it looks really bleak right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And I mean, it's mid-April, and we're talking about we don't know how they're going to keep getting through the season in terms of, you know, just having enough starters to go farther in the game that would make it seem like, so, you know, the bullpen arms don't get overworked, every other game. Going into the year, the hope was that Cashner and Cobb and Bundy could at least be decent enough, maybe pitch well enough to become trade chips. Well, so far, Cashner has not been very good. He's been basically what Andrew Cashner is. Bundy has been awful, and Cobb has been hurt. In Cobb's one start, he was promising, like you mentioned. He's clearly their best option when he's healthy. But, you know, Bundy, it's crazy that he's only lasting a few innings per start like this. I don't know how much longer this can continue with him not being moved to the bullpen, maybe being put on the injured list as an option too. But like you said, how many starters do they have? And you know, even going into this season, they knew they didn't have that many arms, and they were okay with it. You know, trying things with Nate Karns. They just added Dan Straley. Those guys aren't very good. You know, how are they going to find enough innings to get through a season to at least be a respectable team? And maybe they won't. Maybe this is just going to keep happening all season, where teams are just crushing homers against them. Guys are going to be tired. The bullpen is going to be overworked all season. And they're going to keep being patient with the guys who were in the minors. But, you know, at some point they might run out of arms, and, you know, what are they going to do? Just keep running the same guys out? It's not going to get any better.
Yeah. It's really rough because, as you know, we talked about this. The Orioles are expecting to lose a lot of games this year. That's not a secret to anybody, but it is just brutal to lose in this fashion, where you just don't have enough pitching to even get through a game, and you're allowing 8, 10, 12 runs every game. I saw this really startling statistic that after the A's game on Thursday, the Orioles were on pace to allow 400 and some home runs for the year. and that would be a record by about 200 homers. Like, I think it was the 2016 Reds or something like that holds the all-time record. You know, obviously it's April, that could change. You know, obviously they're probably not going to keep giving up at quite this pace, but there's no reason to be optimistic about this pitching staff. And we know that they've been, even in the good times, they were sort of a home run, you know, they were giving up too many home runs, you know. So, I don't think there's a ton of options in the minor leagues. You know, we haven't even talked about the bullpen, where Mike Wright has been a disaster, and Castro has been a disaster, and Blyer has been really bad, and he's injured now too. I mean, this is going to be just a lot of guys shuffling up and down between the minors and the majors this year, isn't it?
It probably is, because there's not really any other alternative. I mean, I know they wanted to be patient with some of these guys that they started in Norfolk in AAA to start the year. But you need to have guys who can pitch, and guys are getting hurt. Guys are just being awful, like you mentioned, with Castro and Blyer now being hurt. And Wright, of course, who seems like every other game is, you know, someone's calling for him to be DFA'd, like it would really change anything. But with Bundy in particular, a lot of people thought last year was going to be the low point. I mean, his ERA was about 5.5. He allowed so many home runs. He was getting hit hard. But he, you know, if you look at the peripheral numbers, they weren't completely terrible. He was getting strikeouts. He was limiting walks. The hard contact is a real concern. But this year, the walks are up. Just so many home runs. I don't think anyone thought he'd give up as many home runs as he did last year. And if he stays healthy and pitches the whole year, I mean, he could surpass that number, which is just crazy. So, yeah, you know, is this the low point for Bundy? Do they move him to the bullpen? I mean, there really are so many questions, and I guess he's healthy. You never 100% know, considering his injury history and how much that's a factor for him. But just right now, he was supposed to at least be a competent starter, and you know, every 3 or 4 innings, just he's out of the game and eating into the bullpen, and it's really wearing on the team.
Yeah, we talked about this a lot last year, but the Orioles, in the last, you know, two decades or so have not been good at producing starting pitchers particularly. They've just been bad at it. And Bundy is the latest example of a guy who had all the potential in the world, looked like a potential top of the rotation kind of guy, you know, potential all-star, had that kind of ability, and just hasn't translated into reality. And you know, we can name all the names where that's happened, and guys who have either had to be moved to the bullpen or had success after they've been traded and that sort of thing. Are you confident that this new regime is going to be able to figure this out? I mean, this is something that we have talked about, but it's a problem that goes over multiple GM administrations, right? It's not just, you can't just say it was a Dan Duquette problem or an Andy McPhail problem. It's a problem that goes back through, you know, again, really to the 90s. Are you confident that they're going to be able to figure this out and that the Orioles are at some point here over the next few years going to be able to start developing pitching?
I mean, you have to be at least a little optimistic, just considering Elias's, you know, history, you know, what the Astros have been able to do. And even in the early going, what the Orioles have done with, you know, I mean, we're only like a week into the minor league season. But, you know, just in terms of a lot of their young guys have had interesting first starts in terms of strikeouts. That was one of the big things that the Astros were doing in the minor league level, just racking up the strikeouts with their minor league pitchers, especially their top guys. So I am optimistic in that regard, but you know, when it comes to the Orioles, there aren't a lot of guys who are close to the major leagues right now. I guess the most interesting guy who's close to the majors is, I guess, Keegan Aiken, and he only started at AAA this year. So there's no real answers that are close, you know, to fixing anything. This is definitely a long-term thing, and I mean, that's fine if they get it right, and I think there are reasons to be, you know, to feel good about that. But it's just going to take some time. And, you know, in the meantime, these guys are really taking the lumps, in the major league level. And you're just hoping the guys like Cashner, Cobb, and Bundy can hold things together. And just right now, it's just not the case.
All right, Matt. Well, thanks a lot for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Sure. No problem.
All right. That does it for another episode of Locked On Orioles. Just a reminder, you can get Locked On Orioles on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya, as well as on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other places. And when you get in your car, make sure to tell your smart device to play Podcast Locked On Orioles. See you next time.